This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The earlier you call me in the program, the more time I have with you. And John was unusual in that we spent most of the hour with him, but it was a really important phone call, and he did some really good work, and so there you go. Today is Good Friday, which, as I said, I'm one of those people that I guess I'm busy enough that things kind of pop up on me all of a sudden, things that people plan for a long time. It's not that I'm not a planner. I guess I'm not so much a planner. Because all of a sudden I'll just decide, gee, I haven't had so many time off for a while. Maybe I'll take a vacation. I tend to be a little bit more last minute, partially because so much of my life is predetermined by things like theater or movies or doing the program every day or sort of the commitments that I have. So that things like holidays and vacations, which I think fall, for me at least psychologically, fall into the same category, tend to kind of catch me a little bit by surprise. And one of the things that I realized yesterday was I knew that today was Good Friday. And Good Friday, as you know, traditionally, was the first night of Passover. Passover's in for another 4 weeks. Did you realize that, Blake?
No, I was completely unaware.
Yeah, because they usually coincide.
Right.
That was the whole point.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a very there was a very famous book, which was absolutely fascinating if you haven't read it, called The Passover Plot, which said, it was wildly controversial, I think, in the 80s, that said that that Jesus was from a tribe of people called zealots, hence the term zealotry, who were sort of known to be troublemakers, and he was really kind of singled out both by both sides as being an example, and supposedly that he was, this is what the Passover plot says, don't send me emails, that said that the reason he appeared to have, that they arranged to have the crucifixion, that he was really on the cross for a very short period of time because everybody arranged for the trial to be at an odd time and it had to be taken down by sundown or some such thing. And people who were on the cross died of dehydration because there was, your lungs essentially couldn't breathe and exposure. And because he was up for such a short period of time, and this was all sort of arranged ahead of time, and he was given a drug to reduce his heart beat and his respiration so that he appeared to be dead, hence the resurrection, which was all planned, but that he actually died not from the crucifixion, but from infection of the stab wound in his side. The whole point about this being, it was an interesting interesting perspective, that it was called the Passover plot. Hence, Good Friday was the first night of Passover. And so I thought, well, gee, wait a minute, I haven't heard anything about Passover. And the only reason that it really sort of was even on my radar is I was in the grocery store and they had all the little Easter bunnies and they had chocolate macaroons, which are part of Passover. I thought, wait a minute, when's Passover? Passover should have, been within a day or two. And I looked at my calendar. I couldn't find it. I have a calendar, one of those little books that's really pretty good about telling you obscure holidays. And Passover certainly isn't that obscure. So I found it. But it's in a month. I mean, literally, I think it's 4 weeks from tomorrow or something today.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, it's off by that much. Let's see, I think the first day of Passover is Saturday, the 23rd. So that would be the first night would be that Friday night, the 22nd, presumably.
Yeah.
So it's exactly 4 weeks, which is bizarre.
A bit of a ways.
Well, I mean, yeah, a much longer. I mean, they usually coincide, so somehow things are a bit out of sync this year. And I remember somebody saying that Easter is early and Passover is late, but it obviously didn't quite register. So the point being, and I've never understood exactly what we call it, Good Friday, and somebody explained it to me once. I think a Catholic priest actually explained it to me. It was good because without Friday and the crucifixion having happened, that the resurrection wouldn't have occurred. And so that's why it's, because in theory this would be sort of a very sad day, right? But I guess it depends, among other things, on perspective. So I actually am, for a broadcaster, I have two famous stories. Two people that I knew fairly well got fired because of antics that they pulled on Good Friday. And one of the things I was thinking about, one of the Facebook questions that we have up, and again, let me apologize for any of you who've been Googling the website, either to find movies or to do uploads or whatever. Apparently, if you go to Dr. Joy Brown, if you go to drjoy.com, you're okay. If you've been Googling Dr. Joy Brown in the last couple of days, apparently it'll take you directly to a porn site, which was not of my doing, as you can well imagine. So we're in the process. Apparently, it takes a little while to alter that, and hopefully you guys are finding your way to me one way or the other, and maybe we'll get some new listeners. Who knows? But we're in the process of kind of undoing that. But one of the questions, the Facebook questions we had was about guilty pleasures. And I thought, do not do that on Good Friday. My two friends, one of whom, I guess the famous New York guys who did a remote with two people having sex on Good Friday in St. Patrick's Cathedral. It got them fired.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's not only that two people were having sex in a confessional, in a holy place, but this was on Good Friday. And I think one of my friends in San Francisco, I don't think he was fired, but I think he was severely chastised because he was a veteran broadcaster, which makes you think, why was he doing that? Because usually people who have been around for a while are smarter than that. I mean, they have survival skills. He did something about a priest and a nun or something on Good Friday. I mean, Good Friday, there's several days of the year that I think you have to be, as a broadcaster, very careful. One is Good Friday. One is Yom Kippur, I suppose. I'm trying to think if there are any other ones. I mean, Easter Sunday you probably need to be a little careful about. But not as bad as Good Friday. I think that, and broadcasters who work on Sundays tend, I mean, most of us who have regular gigs do Monday through Friday, so... Anyway, so I'm not going to do guilty pleasures today. So you guys get to wait till next week to talk to me about your guilty pleasures. But we are talking about Easter traditions. And usually when we talk about Easter traditions, we talk about Passover traditions at the same time. But we're not going to do that because we have another month before Passover. Those macaroons are going to get really stale in the next month. So we're not going to do that. This day in history is kind of an interesting one. In 421... that Venice was founded at 12 o'clock noon, according to legend. You get to figure that out. 421, right, would be 421 years right after the birth of Christ, in theory, right?
Yep.
And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I guess that would be Venice time.
Right, yeah.
So, I don't know. In 1634, the first settlers arrived in Maryland. In 1655, Saturn's largest moon, Titan, was discovered by Christian Huygens. In 1807, the Slave Trade Act became law, abolishing slave trade in the British Empire. Remember, that's 60 years before it happened in the United States. And the reason I do that is not to dump on the United States, but for us to keep a sense of humility about, about how wonderful a people we are. And we are wonderful. We are generous. We are ambitious. We are... We do lots of things right, but there's always room for improvement, and certainly slavery is one of the areas where we were not in the forefront, nor were we in gay rights. So there's a lot of room for us to be a little more loving than we're being. In 1957, the Customs seizes copies of Allen Ginsberg's poem Howl on Obscenity Grounds. There was actually an interesting movie about that. In 1969, at the opposite end of the spectrum, or maybe the same end of the spectrum, John Lennon and Yoko Ono hold their first bed-in for peace at the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel until March 31st. So, basically a week in bed. How many of us would vote for that? In 1992, cosmonaut Sergei Kirkalov returns to Earth after a 10-month stay aboard Mir. Russians are better at putting big stations into space and staying for a long time. So there you go. This day in history, 855-993-7569. Call up and tell me what your plans are for Easter, especially if they're a little unusual. All right, Bunny, let's hop down the trail. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Alrighty, so we're talking about family traditions, and I said to Blake, okay, do you guys have Easter traditions? And he said, tell me what, oh, I said, no, tell me on the air. So tell me what you said.
Yeah, so we do have Easter traditions, but my fiance and I, we're not really religious, so we don't celebrate it the same way. It's basically just an excuse to celebrate a holiday with the family at home and not have to travel and see relatives. It's actually
Go ahead.
It's my fiance's favorite holiday for that reason, actually, because it's just we basically use it to spoil our son, and we'll buy him candy and take him, you know, to see the Easter Bunny, that kind of thing.
So you don't deal with any grandparents or aunts or uncles?
Right.
It's just the three of you?
Yep, it's just the three of us. It's kind
and
of,
how old's your son?
He is 1.5.
Oh, that's a cute age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the time that they'll actually sit still to put bunny ears on them and,
yeah.
Yeah. Although, you know, introducing kids, my kid never had baby food. I always made her food. And she really didn't have any candy until we took her trick-or-treating for the first time, and that was the end of it.
You know? Yeah.
Because you can't, people, it turns out, don't give you carrots when you go trick-or-treating.
Right.
Even I think for Easter. Around here we have they have an Easter bunny thing, and I investigated it, but you have to have your parents, and I don't think my mom is going to be willing to fly out with her walker so I can do the Easter bunny looking for Easter eggs. So, but yeah, I mentioned yesterday that the one of the reasons we started this is, and I actually talked with my mom this morning, that I said, you know, that her ears should be burning because she convinced us, because there were so many of us, that she would go. She convinced us that there was Easter on Sunday and then Easter egg hunt Monday. And because she would go to, you know, Walgreens or Woolworths or wherever and buy all the Easter stuff for nothing. Tomorrow, Easter, or on Sunday, or on Monday morning, Easter stuff will be very inexpensive. And so that's what she convinced us. So in college, my freshman year, I said, all right, come on, we'll do an Easter egg hunt. And everybody showed up on Sunday, and I say, what are you doing? It's Monday. So my mother is responsible for all my unhappiness in life, and I told her that, and she laughed hilariously. There you go. All righty, so let's hear what other traditions people have about... here's my joke that I can only do one day a year. What color are Easter Bunny eggs?
What?
What do you mean, what? What color are Easter Bunny eggs?
I don't know. Purple.
Easter bunnies don't lay eggs. They are mammals. They have their children are born with. But that's a good one, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be using that today. You'll be doing that, yeah. All right? Because I was, oh, well, they're that kind of blue speckly color. No. You could dye Easter eggs. So you didn't do dyeing Easter eggs when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. And we still do.
All right. Let me suggest something for all of you who are going to be dyeing your Easter eggs, which I thought was really fun. Number them.
Yeah.
You hide Easter eggs, right?
Yep.
And so let's say you hide a dozen Easter eggs and kids eat them and whatever. Or maybe you didn't do a dozen because maybe one of them broke or whatever. And all of a sudden, in about 3 weeks, your house is going to smell really funky. So number your Easter eggs, all right? Trust me about this. Will save you a great deal of wear and tear calling plumbers, trying to figure out if a mouse has died inside your walls. It's not. It's an Easter egg. The other thing, have you ever done where you blow out the Easter eggs, you know, the raw eggs to paint the shells?
No, actually.
That's fun. It's a lot of work. But, and then there are the Fabergé eggs. I'm trying to decide whether or not to tell this story.
Go for it.
I suppose I just did, didn't I? Whenever I do that, I have to learn not to think aloud. about 3 or 4 years ago, I went with some friends to the River Cafe, which is a very famous place that has a look. It's on the East River, and for Easter Sunday. And in fact, I went with my friend who passed away last week. And it's very lavish. They have all these. It's very gardeny, and what they brought out was an amuse-bouche. And which was a hollowed out eggshell, and it had homemade granola and creme fraiche and something else. I don't know. So it was this gorgeous, very labor intensive kind of thing. And I said to my waiter, who invented this? And he didn't bat an eye, and he said, Jesus, which was a little shocking, but kind of, yeah, amusing. And so about 10 minutes later, some people come and they're sitting at the next table. And the tables are relatively close. You're actually closer to the person to your right or left than you are to the person you're sitting with. And I had the same waiter. And he brings the mousse bouche. And so I pull on his sleeve and said, tell him who invented that. And he never batted an eye. He said, Edison. And for me, that's the quintessential New York waiter story, is they're all smart. they're all savvy and they're all very good at knowing who their audience is. And for some reason, he knew he could get away with his comment with me, and he knew he wasn't going to get away with it with the other people. So, all right, let's see what other people's Easter tradition is, and I'll tell my mom that she's not alone in her nuttiness, except she probably is. Keep going. All right, let's see what people said.
Let's see here. So we have Connie, and Connie says, I bought a large 14-inch paper mache Easter egg in the 60s. I would stuff it with paper grass and all kinds of candy, then hide it the night before Easter. On Easter morning, my girls would find the first of several clues that would lead them to the loot. Every year, one of my daughter's friends would offer to help me fill the egg.
That's great. And the idea about paper mache, which means there's nothing in there that's going to rot.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. So it's big paper mache egg. You know how you make paper mache? I don't even know they make paper mache anymore. Do you know how to do that? Did you learn how to do that in elementary school?
That was something I never did ever.
All right, here's what you do. All right, this is the Martha Stewart part of the Joy Brown Show. You take a balloon, inflate a balloon.
Okay.
And then you take newspaper and you make it into strips and you soak the strips in a goo that's made of water and paste, which is, of course, what pasta is, which, think about that for a minute. Don't think about it. All right. And so you take these strips and you put them around, obviously, the outside of the egg and you know, you like a mummy, right? You have to sort of overlap them a bit. And you let it dry, and then you can pop the balloon, and then you can cut it along the edge. She clearly, you know, you can make a little jaggedy thing so that's the top of an egg. So you can actually, if you're careful, you can make it so it'll go back, it'll fit back on it. And then you can paint it and stuff it and do all sorts of things, and you can keep it forever. Paper mache lasts a very long time.
Wow.
So there you go.
I learned something today.
Isn't that fun? And it is messy, but fun. Your kid would love it.
Oh,
except
bet.
It does. It's probably a better thing to do out on the front porch or out on the lawn.
Yeah.
But if you do it on the lawn, you have to make sure that you get the flour and water. You hose it down afterwards because it'll kill your lawn really fast.
Oh, okay.
And your kid will eat the paste, but that's okay. But it's just pasta with no salt in it.
Right.
All right. So she made a paper mache egg, and she put in. You can also shellac it after you've done it, so it'll stay forever. And she puts in paper grass, and then what she put in it? She puts in
various candies.
Like that part. All right, be careful it's not Ghirardelli or C's. They've got too much cadmium and lead in them. Oh, dear. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly. and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling in reference to Joe, the divorced or trying to be divorced dad. He mentioned that his 14-year-old had had a really rough time the last year, maybe some suicidal thoughts and some cutting, and then there was, you know, a decision as to who she wanted to live with and all of that. I was wondering why you did not talk to him about the mental health issues. It seems like being a mom of teenagers that should be dealt with ASAP before deciding where to move her to live with mom or dad or anything.
Yeah, let me clarify one thing. I think you bring up a legitimate point, which is that this hadn't been the last year, been the last 4 years. And what he had said is in the past. So Emily, I probably made the assumption, given the fact that we've got three lawyers and a judge involved, and we're talking about, I mean, suicidal ideation is certainly a psychological or psychiatric term that was already being dealt with, because presumably his lawyer brought it up, and the court is not going to kind of let it go. So I just sort of assumed that it was sort of part of the mix, but it's a legitimate point. I think your point's well taken. It was just the context, what I heard him say is that this was already sort of being, had been dealt with. But, I mean,
okay.
It's a legitimate point that it really, I think your point is well taken, that when kids are suicidal, first of all, I mean, there it would certainly be in his best interest to do it, sort of suggesting that his wife, that there was enough conflict between his daughter and his wife to warrant some intervention. So I guess my assumption was,
right.
But you're right, I probably should have clarified of saying, okay, has she seen a therapist? And I guess the other cue was that most people who have not been in therapy don't talk about suicidal ideation. They'll say, they'll use less psychiatric terms. But your point's well taken, that
uh-huh.
it's certainly something
uh-huh.
that should be attended to. And I guess my assumption was when you've got three lawyers, two disputing parents, and a court involved, that not to mention LaGuardia High School is going to look at the application, that there was probably some intervention. But it's a legitimate point.
Yeah, one would hope that it certainly has been. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, Emily, thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it. Jen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. How am I going to help you, Jen?
I have a problem with my father. I need to ask him to stop worrying so much. I'm 26. I'm a college graduate, and I was recently laid off. He has been calling me twice a day every day to kind of find out what I'm doing and make sure I'm doing what he wants me to do to try to find a job. And I live with my two sisters, and if I don't answer the phone, he calls them to spy on me. So how do I ask him to stop, to calm down and
are you the baby of the
this?
Family?
I'm actually the oldest daughter of five children.
Okay. Are mom and dad together?
Yes.
Are you the only one who's not working right now?
Well, my two sisters are in college, so they're working with me, but my two brothers have full-time jobs.
Okay, so are you the middle child?
No, I'm the second. I have an older brother.
An older brother, and then everybody's younger than you are. I think how far away does Dad live?
Like an hour and a half.
What have you said to him? Dad, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I will call you every third day, because once a week is probably not going to work. I will call you every third day and give you a report about what's going on. But the kind of moment by moment feels like nagging. It makes me feel like I'm 4 years old. It just makes me anxious. So could we agree that I'll keep you informed? I'll keep you in the loop. I am actively working. You're not asking him for money or anything, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to, if you sort of stamp your foot and say, I can't believe you're nagging me, you're treating me like a child, and then you're acting like a child. So that won't work at all. But saying to him, Dad, I'll make you a deal. Think about, has he ever been out of work?
Yeah, actually. A long time ago.
That might be part of the issue. He may have sort of be transferring his anxiety about when he was out of work onto you. I could take him out for, are you going to see him over the weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay. I would go take him for a walk and say, Dad, listen, think about when you were out of work, if somebody called you twice a day, if your mom had called you or your dad had called and said, you got your resume up to date, you made those phone calls, it would have driven you nuts. And you're doing the same thing to me. I know you're concerned. I know you love me. I'm a grown-up human being. I promise I'm not borrowing money from you. I'm okay. And I promise I'll call you twice a week and keep you informed about what's going on.
Okay.
See if you can do it. I mean, And then if he calls you, you can say, Dad, we had a contract here. Okay?
Okay. I will definitely do that.
Give it a try. But you
Thank
see,
you.
The deal is that you have to keep him informed, that he feels if he doesn't ask, you won't tell. And remind him of how it felt when he was out of work. All right? Those are the two components.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All righty. We're having all sorts of... Let me be just real honest with you. We did... sometimes the It's Broken, Let's Fix It interviews we do ahead of time. Just because it's very hard to get people on exactly the day that we want them. And we've had a couple of people who wanted to do stops and starts. And so for a whole bunch of reasons, we often... The Friday It's Broken, Let's Fix It, we do ahead of time. So we can cut them up. And if you know, I tend... Obviously, I don't make mistakes on it, or if I do, it's my program, so that's okay. But in this particular one, the computer decided, in wisdom, to eat the entire interview. And it's a really important subject, so I'm just trying to decide what to do. We're obviously having some hardware problems, which are not of concern to y'all, except as it affects the program. So I'm just trying to decide what to do about that, because calling up the person that you just spent a half hour interviewing and saying, we have to do the whole thing all over again. I never interview anybody unless I've read their book or seen their play or seen their documentary or, you know, so I know what I'm talking about. And it's an important subject. It's about solar panels and solar, solar energy. So I'm just trying to decide whether or not I don't even know that Manny found the courage to say, we screwed up. And it's actually happened several times before. So I'm just trying to decide whether or not to just walk you guys through it. I guess we can decide in the next hour or so what to do about that. But I apologize for it. And the whole point about having an interview is you get to hear somebody else's point of view and somebody else's voice as opposed to just mine. So it's also why we like phone calls, so you're not dealing only with my voice. But all right, so let's we'll get Blake's voice involved in this a little bit. Let's talk about the other Easter traditions. I really do like the papier-mâché as much because I like the idea of papier-mâché. You guys should really try it. It's for some reason, Lost Art, we used to do it all the time. We would make masks. And you can, once you start with the balloon underneath there, you can like add noses and eyebrows and obviously because it's newsprint. And then I think you cover it with, I'm trying to remember what you do. You could either cover it with white paper,
mm-hmm.
or you could just paint it white, and then you can paint it anyway. And because it's paper, it takes up, and you can like make noses, because once you soak that stuff in the paste, it's pretty gooey. You can make all sorts of things with it. Everybody should try it.
Yeah, I'll try it. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really a fun thing to do, and I haven't even heard about it in years. It used to be a staple, I think, of every. I'm trying to remember the first time I did papier-mâché. It was probably in first or second grade. And it was just a staple. And you would take one of your dad's old shirts, dad's white broadcloth shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You would ask his permission first, and you would button it down the back because that stuff is messy. It gets all over everything. But so you would have your dad's, and there was something kind of cool about wearing your, and all of us were in dad shirts, and some kids were really cool because instead of their dad's white shirts, they had striped shirts.
Ooh.
Or blue shirts. Yeah, those were the really cool kids. Yeah, and sometimes you'd roll the sleeves up, and then those sleeves would roll down, so the teachers, I think, finally started cutting off the sleeves so they didn't get papier-mâché sleeves. It's a fun thing to do. You guys should really try it. All right, let's see what other Easter traditions people have.
Yeah, so it looks like Leah says, before the teenage years, I'd have everyone over to dye eggs. Overnight, the bunny would then hide them, and the kids got to look for them in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, but I'm telling you, folks, if you're hiding Easter eggs, make sure you number them.
Right.
Trust me for having not done this.
I think my grandma did the plastic ones for that reason.
Well, there are a whole lot of, yeah, reasons to not do. I mean, but fun, and you'd have eggs for a long time. I like the dyeing process, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd write on with crayon, and then it would magically, it was like batik, and you'd do different colors. And I guess they still do that. I guess you could still buy. I think a couple of years ago, I sort of went someplace and saw the Easter egg dyeing kits. And then you'd eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs for a while. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about family holidays, and we've actually taken a couple calls this week. The one that I remember the most specifically was the woman who does elaborate Easter baskets for her kids, but her sister-in-law is coming over with four little cherubs as well, and what does she do? And I said, well, save the fancy Easter baskets for your kids to do after the cousins leave, and for the cousins, let your kids go and get six baskets, and everybody gets to contribute and make them for their cousins, and that'll be fun, and you can make them much less, you know, elaborate, sort of modest, and that way you'll be a hero, and then there won't be any competition, and your kids will really get into the spirit of it. Don't give your kids the fancy stuff ahead of time, because they're likely to say, look what the Easter Bunny bought me. And you can also ask them what color Easter bunny eggs are. All right, there we go. All right, so let's hear what else.
All right, so for the Easter traditions, we got Amy that says, my mom makes a bunny cake every year. She uses two round cakes, One is the head, the other becomes ears and the bow tie. She uses candies to make the face. I think she enjoys making it, whether we enjoy eating it or not. Winky face.
Who is it? Somebody asked. Apparently Oreos is putting out an Easter Bunny Oreo. Somebody just sent me a picture of it. And it's essentially the same thing. It's white frosting. Oreos keeps reinventing themselves, which is kind of cool. Except there was also a story 2 weeks ago about Oreo not paying taxes.
Yeah.
I guess somebody was skimming off the good stuff in the middle. Oh, that maybe that's a metaphor. Sorry. But this one also has little Easter Bunny ears. I actually have Easter Bunny ears somewhere. I have a witch's thing for Halloween. I have antlers for Christmas. I also have a witch's hat for Halloween.
Nice.
And I've got bunny ears somewhere. I also had Tickle Me Elmos. Somebody was talking to me about Tickle Me Elmos, and I said, I didn't have them as a kid. I don't even know that Tickle Me Elmo existed when I was a kid. But listeners had given them to me, and I've used them on the air because the laugh is infectious. And I think at one point I had three of them, and when I cleared out my office, I think I auctioned them off for charity or something. But Tickle Me Elmo is one of those. I mean, that's a great laugh.
Oh, yeah. And then we have the last person here. Carl says, sunrise service on the beach here on Cape Cod.
Yeah, I've done that, and it's really wonderful. There's something about it that is really inspirational. I'm watching the sunrise, I think, is always inspirational. It's just that dramatic reminder that we get to start fresh every day in a world in which we can breathe the air and we can feel the water. There is something about the sunrise. I admittedly am not a morning person, but when I have to be up, there's something about the sunrise that is just truly inspirational. I mean, I like sunsets, but sunrises, there's a whole different feeling to them. Starting fresh and new and they're more and more, especially in California. I think that's when I did sunrise stuff. I also did some sunrise stuff in Massachusetts, but that was mostly to do hot air ballooning because you have to be up before the sun comes up. One of the few disadvantages. A fun thing to do, but it's
right.
Although they've now in Florida, they now have. I've done parasailing, you know, where you're on a parachute being pulled behind a boat.
Uh huh.
Which is really fun. And I've done hot air ballooning. But this one you have, I guess it's like a lawnmower motor on your back. So I don't know how heavy it is because I've only seen guys do it.
Uh-huh.
But it's self-contained. It's very noisy. But you're basically, it's not even basically, you're floating around with your own motor on your back like a bird. I just don't know how heavy it is and how much control you have over it. Well, it's scary. It turns out that both hot air ballooning and parasailing are not the world's safest thing to do. I've watched people get killed doing both.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is bang into either a building or a power line.
Yeah, I guess.
Not very forgiving. Yeah. But there are lots of things that are dangerous. These, at least, are fun. You get to fly. And I actually went up in a hot air balloon in a tornado once. That's not smart. I think it's too windy to go up. And I said, bye, because I really wanted to do it. And I had to crash land and had taped ankles for a while. It was really fun.
It was
very high. Yeah, I shouldn't have done it, but it was really fun. All right, so do we have time to do a quick program director here?
Yeah, I think we have enough time.
Okay.
So program director stuff. First up is Corinne saying technology and how it has changed us.
Wow. Well, I mean, the first technology, I've told the story before, we had a listener, I think his name was Billy, who called me for the first time to ask me if I would come to his 99th birthday party, which is going to be the following week. I couldn't come to that one, but I ended up, he lived to 106, and we called him every year on his birthday. And I asked him at one point what he thought, because he'd been alive for 106 years, what the major change in his lifetime had been. And what he said, what I expected him to say was probably the car. And what he said was the telephone. If you think about it, telephone's everything. Telephone's radio, it's television, it's internet, it's basically everything that we view as technology these days was really based, or basically what we talk about is telephone based. And I thought that was a really interesting kind of notion of how you communicate over distances. Telegraph. And so the first thing is it allowed us to communicate with people over distances, and that's huge. That number two, it allows us to see things that we couldn't ordinarily see over distance. The issue is it made the world smaller. It made impossible distances possible. You can have a camera. You can see something that's happening in Baghdad real time. You can talk with your grandchildren who live 10,000 miles away real time. You can hear my voice real time or delayed. So the first thing that it did is I think it brought the world closer together. What it's also done, which I mean, bringing the world closer together, I think, is undoubtedly positive. And I remember I worked on the classified part of the space program. I remember someone saying, as soon as the keyboard can be translated in Chinese, there will be no more secrets anymore. And it was true. So it used to be that even with classified information about weapons, that it would be about 6 weeks before anybody would know top secret stuff. It's now 6 seconds at most, because you can transmit things instantaneously. So it did bring the world closer. It made secrecy much less of an issue. If you don't believe me, talk to the NSA or John Curry or anybody else or Anthony Weiner.
Right.
But the other thing it's done is I think it's separated people, that it allows people to be on a date and on their phone. It allows the iPod, I think, was the end of civilization as we know it, as people could be in the midst of a crowd and completely isolated. It gives people a chance to date without ever seeing each other. So it has undoubtedly changed, and we're not going back. And the challenge for us, I think, is that the intimacy, bringing the closeness is good, but how do we live our life in real time with real people? And I think that's a challenge. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.